the truth.
Second hour on Thursday, the fifth day of January. The perfect tip today is to try out merino wool socks. I mean, just get one or two pair. I think you'll like them. I've been using merino wool socks exclusively, whether it's 10 below zero or 110 degrees for about 22 years or so. And they've worked out really nice for me. I don't sell merino wool socks. I have no intention of doing so. You may want to check out Sportsman's Guide, Amazon, maybe your local sporting goods dealer. The higher the percentage of merino wool socks, the better results you'll get. Okay. There's an article here at the Epoch Times. I'm a subscriber to Epoch Times. Dated yesterday's date by Marina Zhang. Here's the headline. More than 270 sudden cardiac deaths in United States athletes after vaccination, according to a peer-reviewed study. This is scary stuff. This is scary stuff. The peer-reviewed article was written by Panagos Polycritis, a board-certified internist and cardiologist, and Dr. Peter McCullough. Dr. McCullough was on with Tucker Carlson a couple of nights ago. I was delighted, absolutely delighted, to see Dr. McCullough on with Tucker Carlson. It's been a long time coming. Most of us have been aware of Dr. McCullough's work for about 2 years or so now. He's been at the forefront of scientists and doctors warning us about the COVID vaccination, what I call the COVID clot shot. Well, we have the football season is in full swing, obviously. We had a player drop dead from a heart attack. He was revived. We don't know yet if Mr. Hamlin, I think his name is, will be able to breathe on his own or not without the assistance of a machine. So tragic. And it's been confirmed that he did, in fact, get the clot shot. About 95% of the professional football players got the clot shot. So it's tragic what we've done to ourselves. Absolutely tragic. Dr. Horowitz is not with us yet. He probably had a conflict at the last moment. I know he looks forward to these shows. We'll have open lines here at Republic Broadcasting at 512-248-8252. Well, this is Saturday, the day after tomorrow. I'm getting married. It'll be my third marriage. The first marriage did not work out after only a few months. My first wife filed for divorce. Don't need to go into that in any detail. I met the love of my life in the late 70s, about 1979, I believe. And she passed away in 2019. We had a great life together. She was a wonderful woman. I helped put her through college to become a chiropractic physician. And I give her credit for the health I've enjoyed these decades because of her nutritional advice and the chiropractic adjustments I received from her. And I miss her dearly, and I will always miss her on one hand. On the other, as I mentioned last hour, about 2 months before she died, she mentioned to me that she wanted God to find me a good woman. And she and I went through the women we knew in mutual acquaintances as to who might be a good candidate. We really didn't come up with any good candidates. It's been an interesting couple of years being my age, being debt-free, being active physically, and having great health and so forth. It's been an interesting couple of years, but I found the right woman, and she's just perfect for me. We went through marriage counseling with the pastor of my church and the pastor of another church who's a friend of mine, the pastors were in agreement after the marriage counseling that this was a good match. This is her third marriage, my third marriage, and we want to get it right. And we got it, as far as I can tell, we got it right. We got it right. She's off running errands today. She has she's employed in where she can work from home on a computer-based platform, which she loves that work. Doesn't have to travel any place to go to work. We don't have any precise honeymoon plans. That may or may not happen. We'll see what takes place there. Putting this wedding together was a challenge for both of us, for a number of reasons, but everything's come together. local lady is going to sing for us. She's picking up her dress today. I've got a nice new tuxedo I'll be wearing. It'll be a great afternoon for everybody who can be there. If you would like to commemorate my marriage to this lovely lady, just write a check to Republic Broadcasting. We don't need any stuff. We don't need any money. Thank you very much. But Republic Broadcasting can certainly use a donation. Getting back to these athletes dying, I'm not sure what the total count is worldwide of professional athletes, but I think it's 700 to 1,000, maybe even 1,200 professional athletes have died the past year and a half, going on 2 years, as a consequence of getting the clot shot. I've used the analogy of two men buying two Corvettes. The one man is 24 years old, a hotshot, and every time he gets behind a wheel, it's full blast acceleration, braking, cornering. The other gentleman is in his mid-60s. He drives the Corvette only on weekends, and he drives in a safe and sane manner without hard braking, without hard acceleration, without hard cornering. Two brand new Corvettes. Now, that analogy applies to athletes and regular people. Athletes put a lot of demand on their hearts and their body in general, just like that 24-year-old with the Corvette. Normal people don't do that. What's happening with these athletes accelerates the wear and tear on that Corvette compared to the middle-aged gentleman's Corvette. That's what athletes do. They're putting a lot more strain on their hearts, strain on their bodies in general. So the consequences of the clot shot are going to show up more quickly on a professional athlete, such as a football player, tennis player, basketball player, track athlete, whatever it might be, than it would for a person who has a more sedentary life. That's why we're seeing, in my opinion, that's why we're seeing what we're seeing with these athletes. It will continue. The next 3 to 4 years, we're going to have a lot of people die, or become disabled, or become sterile. That's where this is headed, in case you don't know. I've said several times that the country of Israel will cease to exist in 5 years. I stick by that for the time being. Israel is one of the most heavily vaccinated countries on the planet, and their hospitals are full. The hospitals in Israel are overflowing with the sick and dying from the COVID vaccination clot shot. That's unfortunate, but they did it to themselves. They got nobody to blame but themselves. The insurance industry in this country has been very tolerant so far. They continue to pay out life insurance premiums, life insurance payouts for people that died because of the clot shot. It may get to the point where they start either refusing to insure people who got the clot shot or refusing to pay the premiums from people who died. I don't know. It could get to the point where the insurance companies themselves are at risk because of what we're now seeing is a 40% increase in excess deaths over and above what we normally would expect. There's a profession called actuaries, and life insurance companies employ actuaries. These are men and women who study death and injuries. And the entire insurance industry business model is based on the work of actuaries. The insurance companies have to know with some degree of certainty how many people, their policyholders will die, how many will become disabled. And those numbers are built to their business plan so they know how to take into account ahead of time people dying and becoming disabled. That's all changed. That's all changed. We had the insurance executive about a year ago, it's been about 14 months ago, went public with the fact, an insurance executive from Indianapolis, I believe, the fact, and it is a demonstrable fact, that we've had a 40% increase in people dying in this country. That is huge. That is massive. We got the casket manufacturer up in Canada, who's his family business for 30-plus years, saying that they're now getting bulk orders from funeral homes for children's caskets. That's never happened in 30 years. They've been manufacturing caskets. I know locally, I've seen an increased number of infant obituaries in the local newspaper. That's very sad and unnecessary. The combination of ignorance and fear is a sight to behold. Ignorance and fear. Ignorance of what the clot shot is, fear of losing employment, fear of a disease that kills 0.3% of the people that get it. Does that sound like a pandemic to you? Doesn't sound like a pandemic to me. That's why I call it the make-believe pandemic. Do we have another virus coming this way? I'm seeing news reports about a new virus coming out of China. May very well be the case. Why not? They had success the first go around. I was on my first, maybe my only Caribbean cruise in January of 2020. Seems like not that long ago. And I said I was on break, you know, different breaks. I'd go back to my room there on the ship and my cabin, I guess you'd call it a cabin. And watch the news, and I see these news videos coming out of China where their officials are welding doors and windows shut of apartment buildings, where a man would be walking down the street by himself and pass out, fall face flat on the concrete, bleed out, and die from COVID-19. That was really scary at the time. Now, last summer, I was looking at those same videos with a more discretion and more carefully. And what I realized when I watched these videos with more discernment was that these were top athletes themselves. And I saw them catch their body weight with their hands below their waist before their face hit the pavement. Now that takes a very athletic, very strong man to be able to do that, but they did. And so the whole thing was a fake video, a staged video, to give the impression that's what was taking place. I know within a few weeks I was, even though I didn't realize at the time that videos were fake, I was asking publicly, how come, where's the people in New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Chicago, St. Louis, walking down the street, falling down face first, bleeding out and dying from COVID? Where are those people in this country? Well, they weren't, because it wasn't happening. It wasn't happening here, and of course it didn't happen in China either. The whole thing was staged. I know Washington State announced, I believe it was August of 2021, that they were counting everybody who died of a gunshot wound as dying from COVID-19. They admitted that publicly. I don't know why they did that, why they would reveal that information, but they did. We've had multiple reports of people dying in car wrecks and being counted as COVID-19. The recently retired coroner of Crawford County is a friend of mine, and he was talking about how he had to correct death certificates that were stating COVID-19 being the cause of death, when he knew for a fact it was not COVID-19. And he did the right thing for the right reasons. He changed the death certificate to reflect reality, not to reflect the fantasy being pushed on people. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8255, Jack. Thank you.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
I'm Peter Serafine with this week's Liberty Minute. This week, I'm not going to talk political news. This week's Liberty Minute is a personal plea to help a friend. On Thursday, December 22nd, my friend, single mother, and co-worker was injured. Jen is a part-time rural mail carrier, and she was delivering a package last Thursday when she slipped on the ice, fell, hit her head, and was knocked unconscious. An ambulance came and called for a life flight. But life flight was grounded because of the snowstorm, so Jen was transported 2 hours away by ambulance. She was hospitalized, but was released in time to be home with her kids for Christmas. Yesterday, she was slurring her words and was again hospitalized, and that is the last update I have on her condition. As a part-time carrier, Jen has no benefits. She will eventually be paid something from workers' comp, but who knows how long that will take. I am asking you to reach into that spirit of giving that comes with the holiday season to help my friend if you can. Any donations received through my website, liberty-lighthouse.com, will go to Jen and her kids to fill the gap before workers' comp pays her anything. If you can, please go to liberty-lighthouse.com and donate to my friend Jen. Hello, I'm Peter Serafine, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. In Dixie's land, where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixie land. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land, I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, 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 down south in Dixie. Away, 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 down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Back up and running as of a couple of days ago. Real estate section is still waiting to be set up and running. But in the meantime, my neighbor Linda has a beautiful log lodge for sale right down the street from me. And Linda's with us right now. Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Jen.
There you are. There you are. Well, Linda, the beautiful photographs are not up back up on my website yet, but if somebody is interested in a log lodge, I can forward them photographs of this beautiful place. Now, there's a 36-foot ceiling in the main living room area, and how many square feet in the house and how many square feet of outdoor living area?
There's right under 4,000 square feet in the house. And outside the house, there's about another 2,500.
Okay, and that's carefully sculpted and decorated outside as well as inside. For several years, you and your husband have owned this place. You are not advertising this with any real estate company because whoever moves there is going to be your neighbors, and you don't want some California nutcase moving in that thinks an electric pickup truck is a dandy thing, do you?
That's right. That's right. We don't want someone to see a tractor and get scared because they don't know what it is to move in.
Right. 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 Absolutely. Well, the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road has heat in the floors that is the healthiest kind of heat, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, you really don't even realize that when the heat's on. I mean, it's just unbelievable. It stays a nice, steady climate control year-round.
Radiant heat in the floors. And, of course, there's central air conditioning as well, which for about 2 months, July and August, we need central air conditioning around here, don't we?
Yes, we do, yes. But it's funny because the way the house is located with all the trees around it and the breeze, because it is kind of up on a ridge, it's really not bad in the summertime either. There's always a nice breeze and a lot of shade. It's just a perfect location for a home.
That makes a big difference. Well, the National Forest is on two or three sides there. The sides that are not public land are not going to be developed anytime soon, probably the next century or so. If you want to be my neighbor and be Linda's neighbor, just get in contact with me. Either give me a call. My number's at my website, or send me an email. My email address is at my website. And I will get you the photographs. And, Linda, you've got some beautiful videos as well, don't you?
I do. We even have some aerial videos that were taken with a drone that really show, you know, the people how the land lays and how close you are to the huzzah and that sort of thing.
Well, I wasn't aware of the drone video, but that's certainly a bonus. And the Log Lodge in Yoakum Road was featured in Better Homes and Gardens. We've been trying to find the particular issue. It was about 20-something years ago when it was published. But we do know for a fact it was in there, don't we?
Yes, I know that you knew Joe and Carol.
Right.
And I've talked to their one of their sons. Yes, they were approached. I'm not sure who actually, you know, called. It wasn't them that called Better Homes and Gardens. Someone else did that, I guess, was a friend of theirs or whatever. And yes, they were approached by Better Homes and Gardens. I don't know if it was possibly online and not in the magazine, but it was issued in Better Homes and Gardens. It would have been around the year 2000.
Well, that's a unique opportunity. Of all the millions of homes for sale in the United States any given moment, there aren't very many, probably a few dozen or so, that have been featured in Better Homes and Gardens at any given moment. Well, Linda, I want to thank you for calling in here and giving us an update on what's going on there. When's your next guest show up for the bed and breakfast?
We have someone staying. It's actually a group of engineers that come in from all around the United States. And they do some work for Doe Run, which you're familiar with Doe Run.
Right.
They're going to be staying there a month. There's five of them. They come in February and leave in March.
Oh, so this is a work-related thing. They need an elegant place to stay while they're doing their engineer thing for Doe Run.
It is. Yes, these are high-tech engineers that work for Doe Run, do contract work for Doe Run, and they found this place and just love it. This will be the sixth time they've been here.
I bet they do. Well, Linda, thank you very much for being with us. We look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. The Log Lodge in Yoakum Road. We'll get the listing up on my website soon. My webmaster has been diligent in getting everything posted. And here's our break. We'll be right back.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
bum 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 bum.
Dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend the Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com. And Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's more action going on in the bedroom than snoring.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here's a point, 7,000 RPM. Where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless. Just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM. That's where you meet it. You feel it coming. Creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question. The only question that matters. Who are you?
Ladies and gentlemen, my website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. That audio clip just now, let's see, I want to make sure I got the right name, the right actor here. Matt Damon. That was Matt Damon, who played the role of Carroll Shelby. Damon expressed regret. He was not able to meet Mr. Shelby before he passed. But he did it's a docudrama about Carroll Shelby and about the Ford Motor Company being successful at Le Mans, a 24-hour race at Le Mans, France, winning 3 years in a row, beating Ferrari 3 years in a row. And that clip reminds me of my youth when I would drive my first automobile. When I bought it, it was only, let's see, I think 6 years old. It was the 10th fastest production car on the planet, a Triumph TR3. Wasn't much to look at, a small car with not a terribly large engine, but it was fast. And I would routinely drive that car. It was 18 and a half miles one way for me to get to high school, and which was two-lane country blacktop, two-lane state highways, two-lane county roads, and a four-lane U.S. highway, 18 and a half miles. There were a number of times when I would accelerate to 100-plus miles an hour just going to high school in the morning. In my very mature 18-year-old brain, I thought I was training to become a professional race car driver. That's what I thought at the time. But that experience did help me later in life when I was doing pursuit driving professionally as an investigator. I did dozens, maybe more like hundreds of pursuits professionally. So that there was something, some useful results that did come from that early days of driving at Triumph TR3. So that's why I play that. It has a very special place in my heart that after Jimmy Clark died, Jimmy Clark was, in my opinion, one of the best professional race drivers in history. When he died in a routine practice session, I decided that if Jimmy Clark can die driving a race car, then anybody could. And so I gave up that idea of becoming a professional race car driver. I still like driving in competition. There's something called autocross, which is a sanctioned event put together by the Sports Car Club of America all over the country. Typically, it's a 5 or 10 acre parking lot, asphalt parking lot, where a course is set up using rubber paint pylons, and the cars race one car at a time against the clock. It's very safe, and it's a lot of fun. And I look forward to doing autocross again as a hobby, as something to have fun with, where nobody can possibly get hurt. Anyway, the film itself, Ford versus Ferrari, is very well done. I do recommend that. I'm a film buff myself, and I do recommend the movie. And there's several subplots there. And it's just a great movie. We are witnessing right now, on the 5th day of January 2023, the worst crime taking place in recorded human history is taking place right now before our eyes throughout the Western world. Not so much Africa, hardly at all in Africa, not so much in Asia, but Europe, North America, South America. The worst crime in recorded human history is taking place, which is the murder of millions of men and women, boys and girls, unfortunately, because of the as a consequence of the COVID clot shot. The general public has not woke up to this yet. Now, this past fall, I had made arrangements to have a medical doctor and a former coroner give sworn testimony before the Crawford County Commission, so they'd have a heads up on what's going on. Once Tucker Carlson went public, I no longer felt the need for that. That's pretty mainstream. Tucker Carlson has either the first or second highest number of people watching his show every day of any personality on TV, as well he should. It's the work that goes into that 1 hour. I don't know how large his staff is, but probably 8 or 10 people, maybe more, to find the guests that come on there, to get the everything lined up to do these interviews. It's a lot of work. And the results is an excellent, excellent show. So when Carlson went public with the what's going on with the COVID clot shot, I no longer felt a need to be doing that locally. It saved me some work. But that's what's going on. Seriously. The worst crime in recorded human history. And I don't know what's going to come of Governor DeSantis's work. I may have a witness for him if the witness will agree to testify. A witness that can testify that the COVID vaccination clot shot was worked on for 6 years before it was released 2 years ago. And what a powerful witness that would be. I'm working on it. I can't make any promises. I'm working on it. I hope to be interviewing this witness privately soon. Yeah, that's in the works. I have two goals. One is to get the interview. The other is to protect the identity of my witness, because my witness would be at risk of being murdered herself if it was revealed who she was. That's what we're dealing with here. We're dealing with pure evil. Absolutely pure evil. The men and women murdered, and men, women, boys, and girls murdered by this evil cabal of these pharmaceutical company, I should say, the mass media, the governments, all working, and a Fortune 500, Fortune 1000 companies, all colluding together to make sure as many people as possible got the clot shot. I'm reminded, it's been a week or two ago, a 97-year-old woman who was a typist, an administrative person at one of the Nazi concentration camps, was convicted for her part in what took place in that camp. Oh, she was a secretary who took dictation and typed memorandums and letters and documents. That's what she did. When the war began, she was about 15 years old. When it ended, I think she was 19 or 20, just a youngster. Now, what's the relevance of that to today? Well, here's the relevance. If you work for Pfizer, you work for Moderna, and it doesn't matter what your job is, you're part of it. Just like this 19-year-old girl typing letters at this concentration camp. She was part of it. So if you clean the carpets at Pfizer, you're a parking lot attendant at Pfizer, you're a security guard at Pfizer, you answer the telephones at Pfizer, you're part of it. That's what the German court found a couple weeks ago. This woman was found guilty. Now, they're not going to lock her up. It's just they want to make a record. That's the goal of the people who did the prosecution. They want to make a record. So history will reflect that the due diligence was done, that everybody who was part of these crimes against humanity are found, tried, and prosecuted. So I know in my hometown in St. Louis, Pfizer has a facility. I don't know what they do there. Don't really care. May or may not be related to COVID-19. Doesn't matter. You're all part of it, ladies and gentlemen. If you work for Pfizer, you work for Moderna, you're part of it. You're part of the criminal conspiracy to murder people. That's how bad this is. If you work for Walgreens or CVS, one of the other companies that give the COVID clot shot, you're part of it. You work at Walgreens, you don't even get near the COVID-19 vaccination location where they jab these people. You're part of it. Just so, even though all you do is stock the shelves with products, or you do checkouts, or maybe clean the floor, or change the light bulbs, you're part of it. Just like that teenage girl was at that concentration camp. You're part of it. Where is this going to go? It won't have a good end. But The numbers vary. Is it half the population of the United States, 70%? It's a lot. It's tens of millions of people, regardless of the exact numbers. It's tens of millions of people who got the COVID-19 vaccination clot shot and continue to get boosters, including my daughter, my daughter's husband, her two youngest children, both my brothers, my sister-in-law. They all got the clot shot. So far, there's been no adverse reactions that I'm aware of. If they have, nobody's told me. Maybe there'll be, my entire family will be lucky and they received only the placebo, the saline solution. Simply don't know. They don't know either. They're true believers. They still think they did the right thing. We got a Super Bowl coming up here in not too distant future. I hope and pray that none of the players drop dead from a heart attack on the field. That's the football game of the year. There'll be, well, how many, 100 million people watching that thing? I don't watch it myself. One of those players drops dead from a heart attack during a Super Bowl, that'll get people's attention. We got the college basketball playoffs coming up in the spring. Professional basketball in the meantime. Tennis coming up in the spring. Last spring in Miami, there was a world-class tennis competition, and it was 13 or 18 of the players had to drop out because of chest pains, heart issues. That's unheard of. What's the effect of people being able to have babies? Have babies at all, or have healthy babies. That's part of this as well. The depopulation is in the process of taking place right now. I know when the Deagle report came out, no relation to Dr. Deagle, but a friend of mine, by the way, with these prognostications about what the population of the United States would be in a few years, we wondered, how in the world could this happen? What would it take to have this massive decrease in the American population? Well, now we know, don't we? At least I know. Most of you know as well. The depopulation will take place, is taking place. A 40% increase in people dying, people, healthy men and otherwise healthy men and women of working age between 18 and 60 years old. We've never been through this before, ever. Nothing even comes close. The war where we lost the most Americans, of course, was the Civil War, because everybody who died was an American. Even that doesn't come close to what we're facing. Not even close. The Spanish flu in 1918, no, not even close. As bad as it was, not even close. The FDA... authorized the clot shot for infants 6 months old and older about three weeks ago. So that's where the focus is now, is on children and infants. If you know parents of a small child, please help educate them gently, but with sincerity and honesty and enough forcefulness to get their attention without turning them off. They need to know. They need to educate themselves before they do something that cannot be reversed. You can't be unvaccinated. These parents need to know the truth about the COVID-19 vaccination clot shot. They need to know that. Now, my own daughter didn't pay attention to me. She doesn't listen to my show. I tried to warn her privately about the COVID clot shot. She went ahead and did it anyway, as did her husband, as did the two youngest children in the family. They're now, I think they're 16 years old, both of them driving, twins. So she took the advice of the scientists and doctors who were lying to her, as opposed to her own father, and Hopefully she won't be paying a price for that. I don't know yet. Hopefully she won't. Nothing I can do about it. She can't be unvaccinated. But that's where the focus needs to be right now, is informing parents about the dangers of the COVID-19 vaccination clot shot for their children. Doesn't matter the age of the child, whether the child is 6 months old or 18. They're still just as much at risk. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Barron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Anna.
If anyone wishes to depart,
Under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here, with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Article here posted at Natural News, published yesterday by J.D. Hines at Natural News. And there's an interesting quote here. It's regarding COVID-19. He's quoting Daniel Horowitz, who writes at the Conservative Review. Here's what Horowitz says. This is not Dr. Horowitz. This is Daniel Horowitz, different guy. Amid thousands of papers on COVID and the vaccines, a new German paper published in Science Immunology should be the headline story this week. Although the subject matter is very dense, the implication is that the Pfizer shots and possibly other mRNA spike protein shots cause the immune system to misfire, thereby creating an endless feedback loop of viral immune escape, perpetuating the pandemic in the macro and committing immune suppression, creating immune suppression for the individuals who receive them. In layman terms, you destroy your immune system when you take the COVID clot shot. That's what's going on. Which means that the routine common cold, which is a coronavirus, by the way, things that we would normally, I had a little head cold myself two weeks ago. Lasted a couple of days. My fever broke at the second day, and I was fine because I have an immune system that works. What would have happened if I didn't have an immune system that works? The common cold, could have become pneumonia, something far more serious because you've destroyed your immune system by taking the COVID clot shot. It appears to be what's going on. People are destroying their immune systems with the COVID clot shot. It's so unnecessary. Now, here in my neighborhood, I rarely see somebody about 1 in 20, maybe, men or women wearing a mask. Still fear-driven, still ignorance-driven, people wearing masks. I guess they think they're doing good. Why would they do it otherwise? They think they're protecting themselves from this virus. Far from it. Here's our top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.